What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Den with your host, Alex Duenas. I don't have my headphones today. I'm talking straight into my phone, but I had to make a podcast this morning, and I wanted to speak to you guys. For those listening to me and those who keep coming back, first off, I want to say thank you so much. I do appreciate you listening to my podcast. You know, I just want you to be the best you can be, because I can die tomorrow, and if I die tomorrow, at least I know I left some sort of motivation, inspiration for people. And honestly, that's one of the best things you can do is inspire someone to be better, inspire someone to believe in themselves. And that's ultimately how my journey started, you know. My father did that for me for a bit, and then I met somebody else. And so today's podcast, really, I want to cover the base of, there's going to be some people in your life that will support you and won't support you. And there are going to be some people that you try to help, but they just can't wrap their heads around the idea of needing the help. And so what do I mean by that? So with my family matters, you know, sometimes, like, I just got these two new tattoos, and my mom's always disappointed in me every single time I get tattoos. Like, she will not let it go. Like, when I got my neck tattoo, my throat tattoo, she wouldn't speak to me for almost 2 weeks. I had to call her on FaceTime, and she was bawling her eyes out. And she's super dramatic. She's Hispanic. If you're Hispanic and you listen to this, you understand. If you're not Hispanic, then to break it down, it's like they're super against tattoos. Hispanics are super against it. It's kind of because, like, it's a culture. It's like, oh, like, either, like, my dad always said, oh, you're in prison if you want tattoos, you know? And so sometimes when I'm, like, going about this in life, you know, I'm pursuing, you know, my goals and my dreams, you obviously want some support from your family, because they're, you know, your family. And they do. They do support me a lot. So, but sometimes I make decisions like this, and, like, she just takes it out of the water. And my brother, not so much, but even he's like, Alex, what are you doing? You know, and so, and how does this relate to you? Well, sometimes when you make your own decisions, people won't always stand by them. Now, look, if you're fucking around doing shit that you shouldn't be doing, I don't blame them, you know? In my case, you know, it's tattoos and also, like, what I do. You know, my mom's always been kind of worried about me. And maybe your parents are worried about you, or your girlfriend's worried about you, or your boyfriend's worried about you, you know, or your friends. Oh, why are you doing that? Especially when you're doing your own thing, whether you want to start social media, whether you want to start posting on social media, whether you want to start a new job, whether you want to do a complete 180 and start a different career, there are going to be people in your life that don't really agree with what you're going to do, you know? And the best advice I can give you for that is, like, if they don't support something you really want to do, and they're not in a position that you would want to be in, then fuck them. You know, fuck them. I always say, you know, when you're walking this road, it's not, and what road is it, Alex? The road of, this is what I actually want to do with my life. You know, a lot of people walk the conventional road, the path walk the most, which is getting a regular job, doing regular things, going out, doing, like, just the basic shit people do. And so maybe you don't want to take that route. And I truly believe the people who listen to this podcast don't. You aspire to be more. You aspire to do better things in life. And I say better things because it is true. I think if you just settle for the regular job and do the regular going out drinking, regular visits here, two vacations, like, I'm just like, bro, you're basic, you know? That's like basic level one. And I'll get hate for that, but it's okay. You know what a leader is? I kind of looked up the definition of a leader the other day, actually. It was like, leader is someone that stands for something. And when you stand for something, you also stand against something else. And I'm like, fuck it, so be it. And so know that whenever you're going towards something, you will not always have the support you want from people. I've had to let go a lot of friends. And I sometimes say the same things on these podcasts, because it's sometimes the same thing, but sometimes you're faced with the situation at a different part of your life. You know, I was faced with this situation about my mom being more disappointed in me now again. So it's okay. I always say, like, if you have faith in God and you believe in Him, He will always guide you in the right path. And truthfully, the path of God is a path not many people take. People think they take the path of God, but they don't take the path of God. And as long as you know you're doing the right thing, like the quote I live by a lot now is, if a man is right, his world will be right. And I did not make that quote up. I got it from a guy named Wes Watson. And as long as you know that you're doing the right thing in your mind for what you're doing, you know, obviously not cheating, killing puppies, or like stealing and shit like that, you know, then you're good. you're good. And it will be, you will be alone. You will be alone. Accept it. Or get a dog. I just ask myself, if someone were to come up to me right now and be like, Alex, who's your best friend? I'd be like, my dog. So really? I'm like, yeah. And I have one friend, Victor. I'd probably be able to call him up. Like, yo, you know, that's, you know. But if I really, who is my best friend, who I spend the most time with? It's my dog. He is my best friend. Fuck him for fucking leaving me in like 10 years. Darn you, Leon. But, you know, which then leads me to like this morning, honestly. This morning I had a client kind of get a little upset. It was like 4:30 in the morning and he was upset. I'm like, what's this man upset about? He was kind of like, hey, man, like, I really don't want to continue like next month. And he literally just started a week ago. And let me give you a little background. He works here at this apartment complex. And he's like, bro, like, you know, I really need, I'm always walking around without my shirt off, you know, like I'm fucking shredded. And he's like, bro, I really need to get back in shape, man, you know. And then I told him to come one of my classes. And he came to one of my Zoom classes. He liked it. And I knew he needed help with his diet. So I said, yo, get on my mid-level program, which is $299 a month or $750 for 3 months or $1,299 for 6 months. He's like, we'll get your diet on check because that's how you're going to lose weight. I don't care how much you work out. If you have a poor diet, you can't out-train a poor diet. And so we got him on there, and it's been about a week. And he's got about 70, 80 pounds to lose. He's like, man, I have low confidence. I don't even have a girl. Like, I want girls' attention. I get none. So he's like in a bad place. He's, you know, I don't blame him. If I was 80 pounds overweight, I'd be too. And then, like, this morning, he's like, man, you know, I don't want to get billed next month. You know, like, I feel like I paid for information that I could have just gotten for free. I'm like, bro, the problem wasn't any information. The problem was the application. I'm like, if I would have never pushed you to come to my class, you would have not started working out. Because he's been wanting to work out for a while. He hasn't done anything. So you're not paying for just information. You're paying for help to apply everything that you need to do in order for you to lose the weight. And he's like, well, if I keep at this, I can just do this. You know, I didn't really have to pay for that. I'm like, bro, you literally came to me and said, yo, I'm sick and tired of being the way I am. But anyways, you know, and some people are just going to be that way. You know, they're going to not want your help. And they think, even though they ask you for help, then you try to help them. They're like, well, you know, I can do it myself. Things I'm like, right, you know what, dude? Hey. And then he got me a little backlash. He's like, you know, I didn't make it my whole personality, you know, being shredded. I've enjoyed my life. And, you know, now I just, you know, got to get back into it. And then I threw some shit at him. I was like, because he said, I didn't make it my whole personality. Da, da, da. I'm like, so you got yourself out of shape. So you became overweight. You lost attention from women. I don't know if you ever had attention from women. So you got no attention from women. And now you're at a job that barely pays your bills. And you call that you just enjoyed your life. But me, who got really great in shape, my own boss, I change people's lives every single day. Is it a good life? And so, you know, I'm like, hey, dude, I have nothing against you, bro. I don't know what happened to you. You know, I don't know if you woke up on the wrong side of bed. But listen, either way, bro, I have no hate against you. I'll see you in class. And he was like, yeah, I'll see you in class. He's like, at least I don't have empty relationships. And I know I'm kind of going on a rant, but I'm just letting you know how it goes down as part of the people I deal with. And at the end of the day, you're going to have people in life that are going to opt in on something, and they're not, since they don't comprehend it right away, they're like, oh, like I could have done this wrong. I'm like, if that was the case that the information is out there and it's free and you don't have to pay, then you would have gotten in shape. Everyone would have gotten in shape, but obviously you can't stick to it. The goal of a coach is to help you stick to something. My job is to help you stick to something, you know. Because plans are out there. You can find plans. But what's going to stop you from tapping out? The accountability and the fact that you paid. When you pay, you pay attention. When you don't pay, you don't pay attention. That's why the information's out there and it's free. And people don't do it because they're not invested into it. So I thought I'd talk about this today. You know, but you keep pushing forward. And as a business owner, it's like not everyone's going to work with you. Especially when you work with a lot of people. People are going to drop off and things like that. But that's part of life. And the ones that actually stick to it and want to change for the good and really want to put in the effort, they'll get one of the best transformations in their life will actually change. You know, their lives will change and their life will be better. And now I'm here for those people. You know, I will give everyone the chance. But those people who are really ready to change are the ones that are really going to make the change, because they're not just interested, they're committed. Thanks for listening. Much love.